Come on.
You're listening to the Mortgage Power Hour. I'm your host, Chris Schaller, Diamond Residential Mortgage. Come see us at our new office, 2921 Greenbrier, just north of TGI Fridays, or online at ilmortgageman.com. For all your home loan needs, whether you're looking for the right mortgage so that you can just put a little or no money down, or you'd rather find a mortgage to help you refinance and pay off debt with fixed rates in the threes, it's never been a better time to start planning. And here's why. Inventory levels and the constraints in U.S. housing. There are a million less homes being built each year than there were 10 years ago. With an influx of foreign nationals coming into the area. And what you've also got is you've got the largest group of home buyers ever entering the U.S. market. Bigger than the boomers. And what I'm talking about, it's the millennials. It's a segment of the population that was born after 1980, and it's the first segment to come to age during the new millennium. They have grown up with computers in front of them. They're also buying houses later in life, getting married later in life, because they saw what happened to a lot of their family members when the housing market crashed, along with the stagnant economy. So they're a little bit more timid. They know how to do the research. They're always online. That's why YouTube's the biggest search engine on the planet now. But they've put off getting homes. What that's going to do for all of you out there that's homeowners, it's going to push your values higher with a low amount of inventory, coupled with the largest number of buyers coming into the market. You're going to see 4+% appreciation over the coming years. $100,000 house bought today, 10 years from now, well over $140,000, $150,000. And you're not going to be able to get a better rate of return that's fixed and guaranteed than in the U.S. housing market right now. That's great for people that are also looking to buy rental properties. See, the millennials have pushed rent levels to the highest possible point they could be, to where it no longer makes sense to throw your money away on rent. I mean, homeownership's just such a much smarter investment. We've got a call. You're on the air with the Mortgage Man. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, go ahead.
Okay. Morning.
Good morning.
I was calling to ask about PMI. How can I got a $150,000 loan for my house, and the PMI I notice is it's huge. I think it's about $250 added on to my mortgage. How do I get rid of that? Because I've heard some people talk like as soon as you pay 10%, or it's after like 4 years or something like that, that the PMI can just go away. It's either that or the bank will just leave it there.
Very good question. I will answer that. For many of you out there, PMI, known as private mortgage insurance, is required by lenders anytime you don't have 20% down. So if you don't have 20% down right out the gate, lenders can still make loans with no money down, 5% down, 10% down, whatever you want to do. But PMI is there to protect them in the event you default. So on a 30-year mortgage, if you just make your normal payment, the PMI will not fall off, because you won't get to 78% loan to value for 11 years. So what we like to do, once you've been in the home for a year, if you've gotten an FHA mortgage, once you've made 12 payments, your credit's rebuilt, We can do some other things with some credit repair once you get into the house, to get some things removed or deleted off your report, which will boost your score higher as well. Once you've lived there 1 year, it no longer matters what the purchase price was. We can then use the appraised price. We will take a look, depending on where your credit score is, at two different options for you. We'll take you from that FHA mortgage, which was easy, maybe got a gift for the down payment from a family member. We'll look at moving you into a conventional loan. And when we refinance your house, again, using whatever the value is now, if you've done some improvements, hopefully the value is higher. And with the 4% appreciation we were just talking about, it should be higher. We'll refinance you in a conventional loan. We'll look at two different options. We'll look at doing one with no PMI, and that generally can carry a quarter to 3/8 higher of a rate. It's called lender paid PMI. So you're not physically paying, but it is built in the rate. Or we'll look at one, a conventional loan, depending on the value of your home. Say it's at now, you've got 10% equity. So it'll, the home loan will be 90% of the value. You would still be required to pay PMI, but it's so much less than what it is on an FHA loan. The higher we can get your score, the lower it is. But we'll also look at taking you from that, you know, you've been in the house 1 year, 29 years left on it. We'll look at taking you maybe at a 25 year. Now, that'll keep your payment sometimes the same, but you'll cut 4 years of basically interest off of your mortgage. And by lowering the PMI, you'll have more going to principal every single month. I've seen that save people $50,000, $60,000 in interest alone just by having that strategy. Now, the PMI that you're paying, that sounds ridiculously high. I'd really like you to give me a call after today's show, 341-6850. That's my cell phone number. Again, 217-341-6850. You can reach me anytime. I'd like to talk some more specifics. I appreciate you calling in. Very great question that you asked. But you're definitely paying too much in private mortgage insurance. For any of you else out there listening today, appreciate it. And if you want to give me a call, 217-629-7970. Diamond Residential Mortgage, your low down payment leader, helping you profit in real estate, getting it done for you 7 days a week. No appointments necessary. We're there before your bank opens. We're there after your bank closes. Stop by and check out our new location, 2921 Greenbrier, right next to TGI Fridays. Or you can get daily updates of what's going on in the area on our Facebook, ilmortgageman.com, Twitter, LinkedIn, keywords, ilmortgageman.com. So much going on locally this past week. It was a very awesome week. I saw a lot of people on Facebook giving tributes to veterans out there. Biggest, most attended veteran parade ever right here in the capital city. Obviously, weather helps with that, but I just think more people are recognizing veterans and their service. And I'd like to give a shout out to all the men and women in uniform keeping our country safe this great weekend. And as you know, Diamond Residential Mortgage loves to give back to veterans. We are your VA home loan experts. I'm a vet. If you're a vet, come and see us. We'd love to talk with you. And Jason, you know how I like to talk. I'm just like you. I'm joined today by the morning noise, Doc Jason Noise. He's here running the boards for me. Jason comes over to help me out with some technology challenges at the office from time to time. And we get us talking and it won't stop.
That's all right. And just to say something else too, I've never had a chance to say it to you on the air, is you got my wife and our family a mortgage back in August, bought a beautiful home up in Williamsville. And again, he says it best, is he's in before the banks open and way past closing. I was getting texts and messages from him and Holly and others asking for information at 9-10 o'clock at night, and they banged out, got us set up with a fantastic mortgage. And I mean, exactly what we needed, super low payment, and can't say enough about them.
It definitely beats rent, and you got a great deal on that house too to top it off. You know, working with the realtor, saw it pop on the market, got a phenomenal deal. Had you waited, you would have missed out.
We'd have lost it if we'd have waited even one day.
Yeah, and you know that's why we reach out to a lot of our clients at night and stuff like that, is because if we wait until the next day to reach out to them, they may be at work. And if we need one or two little last-minute documents from them to just finish their file up and clear it to close, or help better explain the picture of what we're trying to do, you know, we shoot them a text sometimes at night. That way, if they get up early, see the message, they can get stuff together, bring it to them with work, scan it, email it, and we're on our way, versus, you know, delaying the process on down the road. So there's been so many government changes lately, and we'll talk about that and, you know, a lot more coming up.
I be everywhere, everybody know me. Super, super fresh with a dope style. Honey on my wrist, cup of carrots on my neck. Givenchy, keep the chickens in check. All these car keys, drive the chickens
to my crib. I'm back. You're listening to the Mortgage Power Hour. Chris Schaller, Diamond Residential Mortgage. Your low-down payment leader, helping you profit in real estate, getting it done for you this morning. Give us a jingle, 217-629-7970. No question or topics off limit. You know, we often talk about the laws of compounding interest, and we want to help you get out of debt as quick as possible. Apply the same principles that Dave Ramsey does with you, creating that snowball calculator, helping you pay off debt, live a more stress-free, debt-free life. And that's why Diamond Residential Mortgage is the proud sponsor of the Dave Ramsey Show. You can hear Dave and his team every Monday through Friday from 1 to 3. We apply the exact same principles in every customer interaction we do. And we want to create three possible options for you up front. So like the last caller, you don't have to maybe get into one of those super high PMI options, which that PMI, I haven't seen PMI like that in a long, long time. PMI sometimes on transactions can be as little as $30 a month. And, you know, there's some tax deductibility aspects of it now that there weren't a few years ago. So, working to pay off your mortgage, paying extra on your payment, paying one extra payment a year come tax time, that's all good and dandy. But, you know, we've got to make sure that you eliminate all that higher interest debt that you have first, establish that emergency fund. And we talk about that with every single one of our clients. We want to have a game plan. You know, we'll do annual reviews with them just to see where they're at, because compounding interest works both ways. It's like that old saying, what would you rather have, a penny that doubles every single day for 30 days or $1 million? And the answer to that should be the penny that doubles every single day, because, you know, after the first 5 days, the penny's only, you've only got 16 cents. After 10 days, you've only got $5.12. But after 30 days, you've got $5.3 million plus. And, you know, compounding interest by jamming down, paying extra on your mortgage, if you're in a position to do so, can get you out of debt as quick as possible. And the banks don't want you to know that. They want you to have that mortgage for as long as possible. They don't do follow-ups with their clients. They don't share secrets, share information, figure out how to coach and teach and mentor. That's what we do better than anyone else out there. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Diamond Residential Mortgage, ilmortgageman.com. I was watching Moneyball the other night, and that's a story of Billy Bean, Oakland Athletics, Sabermetrics, changed the game of baseball. It's now the way all baseball franchises think, on base percentage, you know, versus paying the big dollars. And Cardinals definitely have to make some big moves now. They've got a lot of people on payroll. They've got a lot of contracts coming up. But in watching that, Oakland Athletics put together a string of 20 wins, which was like an all-time record, or tied a record from 60 years ago. And I was just thinking about that while I was watching. I was thinking about the whole financial aspect of the movie and everything they're trying to come across. And it's a lot of what we do, trying to figure out the best program for the best product for the client at the cheapest price with the lowest down payment with the best fixed rate. And in doing so, I was like, well, let's apply that same penny philosophy to the Oakland Winds. Say on the very first day of that Oakland strategy, or when Oakland started on that streak, you would have bet $1,000. And then you would have just allowed that money to ride and double during that 20-game streak. It would have grown to be like $634 million over 20 games. I mean, talk about a return on your money. Obviously, teams don't do that, and you can never predict when a team's going to get on a streak like that. I mean, had you bet on the Cardinals during the first half of the season, you might have been pretty good. Or if you bet on the Cubs during the second half of the season, you would have been golden. Man, they couldn't lose. They were on fire in fuego. Right now, temperature, for all of you out there wondering, is 43 degrees. I had to rattle that off before we got the phone call asking what the temperature was. Beautiful day. Last night hit St. Louis World Cup soccer action against St. USA played St. Vincent Grenadines. Interesting crowd, packed house. Weather didn't get as bad as I thought it would be. But that's really good when they convert Busch Stadium to play soccer. Not a bad seat in the house at all. Had to take the flagpoles down, which was the first time flagpoles came down since the stadium had been built in 06. And then this afternoon, me and the kiddos heading down to Belleville to watch the Rochester Rockets play a little playoff football like they do best. Be listening to the SHG game before. This is my favorite time of year. High school football, it's best value in the area, and a lot of stuff going on with that around the area. If you want to give us a call, talk about something, think about something during this next break that we're getting ready to take, and we'll be talking about ways to save money, different home loan options, VA home loan programs, and more right after this.
We're back. You're listening to the Mortgage Power Hour. Let's talk home loans, Diamond Residential Mortgage, getting it done. If you have a friend, family member, coworker, or member of your church congregation that's renting, they need to come see the home loan experts at Diamond Residential Mortgage, 2921 Greenbrier, right north of TGI Fridays. Now, my job is to help make homeowners' dreams become a reality. And by helping people get the best mortgage option possible. But that's only a small part of what I do. And it's a free service. I want a goal plan. I want to come up with a lot of options for you. I want to make sure you can get into the best house possible in that neighborhood, that school district, near where you grew up. I've even seen a lot of people, they end up buying their family home. They love it so much, the house they grew up with, they move away, the parents sell it. Next time it pops back on the market, they're in line to buy it. And, you know, we do a lot of times where if the family member still owns it, we could give the other family member buying the house a gift of equity without them having to put any money down at all and get into that house. And that's very, very easy. And, you know, we're one of the only lenders that understands that. Diamond Residential Mortgage is like the Baskin Robbins of the mortgage industry with more programs and products than anyone else out there. Don't settle for plain vanilla options or high down payments or rates that may not be fixed at your current lender. Come see the home loan experts at Diamond Residential Mortgage, because we're not a bank. We are way, way different. Getting it done for you
helping you profit in real estate. We work with the top realtors in the area so that you can get the best deal on your next home loan. And always remember, it's never been a better time to sell your house. You can maximize top dollars right now. There's an inventory constraint moving into the winter. But remember, get your home pre-inspected. Be safe, and their team of licensed home inspectors can come out, figure out what little things that you may not know about that aren't up to code that someone buying your house would freak out about and possibly cause them to back out of the deal or cost you a lot more time and energy and mortgage payments trying to get those issues fixed. And I saw that firsthand earlier this year. Home inspector went out there on a property that I had owned, and former rental property, $3,000 worth of items that needed to be addressed. We got all of those addressed, put the house on the market, and it moved through the process super quick. And, you know, new homeowner now has a house with all those little items corrected. Had I not corrected them, probably would have freaked them out and caused them, you know, possibly not to buy the property. So it was a win-win by both parties. But make sure you get your home pre-inspected if you're thinking about putting it on the market. And I've seen people that want to build and upgrade, and we've helped a lot of people building homes. But, you know, you've got to sell your current house a lot of times to qualify. And, you know, you need to start construction on building. So what realtors do and what people in the industry do is what they'll do, they'll sell their house first, get that monkey off their back, go into a short-term rental situation while their house is building, because on the tail end of the new construction, there's always like some delays, there's weather issues, different things that come up, getting in certain pieces, parts, and components, and just getting everybody on the same page. And then that way they can move in with ease. But we can show people how to get into new construction without that standard 20% down that every other lender in the area requires. Jason, what you got cooking the rest of the day?
Running this till the afternoon. I'll be running everybody's shows today.
Oh, wow.
And then actually working on my house, doing a lot of cosmetics on the inside, putting up beadboard, fixing some stuff behind our stove. All the little nuances that when you own a house that's built in 1924 and at least it was brought to code. It's now all drywall and new insulation, new wiring, but just the cosmetic stuff that any new homeowner wants to change.
How would Carrie's honey-do list get complete without you? I have no idea.
And my dad, for that matter, he does not like the way I paint, so any painting he has to do, even in our house, he does not even let me touch a paintbrush.
Hey, dig it. And then you give him free consulting on computer works
that,
and stuff like
that. And feed him, and that's all he needs.
So last night at that soccer game, I had bought tickets last minute on StubHub. I saw there was a ton available, and they kept on dropping in price because of the weather. And so I have them pulled up on my phone. It was the first time I've ever actually not printed them out when I bought them on StubHub. And so I'm going and showing them to the lady, and she's scanning them, and we're having problems scanning one of them. And, like, I'm doing stuff, and my 12-year-old just grabs my phone and, like, fiddles around with it and just fixes everything, like, super quick. It was just amazing to see him in action. And it's amazing how much those young kids know. And, I mean, they use the Chromebook starting in, like, fourth grade in their school all day long, and I'll get emails from them. Hey, Dad, are we going to the game tonight? Yeah, I'll get back to you later. I'm busy. I'm with clients. Hey, Dad, are we getting – yes, you should be studying.
Yeah, aren't you doing homework in school?
Temperature now 45 degrees out there. Beautiful morning, waking up. Looks like there's going to be a high of 63. It was about 10 degrees warmer last night down in St. Louis. I'm hoping for that today with the football playoff action going on. For those of you out there that want to get a hold of me after the show with a mortgage-related question or to get anything answered relating to your mortgage, mortgage for a family member, your kid that's getting ready to graduate school, a lot of nurses getting ready to graduate. We've helped nurses, you know, first day on the job. We help a lot of people relocate because we do loans, unlike a lot of the lenders, we do loans all over Illinois and the surrounding states, Florida, Texas, West Coast areas, Colorado, very popular area that people, a lot of people are moving to. I just actually hired a guy that used to live here in Springfield to work for me out in a Colorado branch. So he's doing really well out there and getting his feet wet. You know, he's lived both in Springfield and Colorado, but we can help you no matter where you want to go. A lot of upsets around the area last night in college basketball. And I'm not a huge college basketball guy, especially this season early, but I was getting blown up from all my fellow friends at Western Illinois as Western Illinois upset 17th ranked Wisconsin, which no one saw that on happening at all. And then last night, Civic Center, Illinois got trounced a little bit. Lots of crazy, crazy stuff out there happening. What really separates us at Diamond Residential Mortgage versus the rest of the bank is that we care about our clients and referral partners. Everyone from the CEO of our company to the loan processor to the receptionist answering the phones, we are a big family of support for our clients, our friends, and believe me, we've had some employees over the years that did not have that same caring compassion. And guess what? They are no longer employees of ours. We are your credit doctor. And if you don't have a caring staff, it makes it really hard to do what we need to do in order to fix everyone's financial future. And your home is one of the largest assets that many of you will ever have. It's that tangible asset that, you know, you can use all the senses on. You can feel it, touch it, taste it, smell it. You can even eat some chipping lead-based peeling paint if you wanted to, if that's what you're into. But unlike the stock market, where a lot of times values can be manipulated by insiders on Wall Street, you know, they're not going to be able to manipulate the value of your house sitting right over here on Kennedy Road or on 123 Main Street. There's so many good programs out there available for people. The USDA home loan that doesn't require down payment at all, and the VA home loan mortgage. And if you're a veteran, you can get multiple VA loans. And if you've had a past issue with a VA loan years ago, you can get another VA loan. I'm helping a borrower right now. He's closing about 10 days right before Thanksgiving on a VA mortgage. And he was in a bad relationship 8 years ago. And he'd had a property in North Carolina when he was stationed down there. And he lost it. And it was about a $160,000 house. And he used a VA loan on that. And guess what we're doing? We're helping him buy a $165,000 house in a different relationship, got kids, got a great job, get some VA disability benefits from past service-connected issues. And we're using the VA loan so that he doesn't have to put any money down. And, you know, I think we can figure those out a little bit better than everyone else out there. We had a booth out at the Northfield Center on Tuesday for the veteran benefit. A lot of people stopped by and say hello, and we gave out a lot of information on the new VA reduction in real estate property taxes. If you have a disability, you can save some money on your real estate taxes here in Sangamon County. You need to contact our office at Diamond Residential for more information, and you can stop by without an appointment, 2921 Greenbrier, right next to Wells Fargo Advisors and right next to TGI Fridays, right off Veterans Parkway. You can find out more information online at ilmortgageman.com. There's the Ask the Expert tab, or there's the pre-approval tab. Just key in a few little bits of information. I'll get an email and can immediately respond to you and get started. One thing about us is Diamond Residential Mortgage, we have to be licensed by the state of Illinois to do business, and we have to be licensed by the National Mortgage Licensing Service. Both of those require a lot of continuing education. And what so many people don't realize or don't get out there in the community is that the banks and the lenders that you talk to at the banks do not have to be licensed by the state of Illinois or go through all of the continuing education. And the reason for that is the big bad box banks out there realized a long time ago that many of their lenders wouldn't be able to pass all the requirements, or they may have had past issues on credit that would preclude them from being able to help someone in this financial capacity. So they lobbied Congress, Senate, to make their lenders exempt from being licensed by the states that they do business in. So what that means to you, when you go into the bank where you have your checking account at and sit down and say, hey, I want to talk to a loan officer, just remember that they're not licensed and they may be practicing financial malpractice on you because they may not know all of the options available. And a lot of times the bank where you have your checking account at doesn't have all the options available. And I see many people getting, not duped, but they trust their bank because that's where their direct deposit goes. But they may come up with a adjustable rate mortgage program balloon because it's easy, because the bank doesn't have to follow all the new government guidelines. And they can just write up the paperwork and call it a day. But a lot of times, not only is that going to force you to have to refinance later down the road when interest rates are higher, it comes with a lot higher interest rate now. But that's why you need to come see us at Diamond Residential Mortgage. We have so many more programs available, and everything we do is a fixed rate. We're going to take care of you both now and down the road so that, you know, you're a happy client, because happy clients refer a lot of other happy potential clients. And if I can help increase the home ownership level rates in Sangamon County by just 1%, that is going to help everybody's property values. It's going to help test scores, because homeowners, children, it sets them up for a much better, brighter future. It allows them to do better in school. All the studies are there from the National Association of Realtors that show that, you know, kids don't have that stress level that often goes unseen about having to move and where their next house is going to be and changing schools, so they can focus and absorb and study a little bit more. And, you know, home ownership rates, people that own homes take much better care of their homes. And you heard Jason say before, he's got a lot of projects to do. I've got a lot of projects to do, but I'm going to put them off until tomorrow afternoon after church, because got to get me some of that high school playoff football action. And there's a lot of local teams still in the mix. If Rochester gets by this weekend's opponent, they're either going to be playing home next weekend against Breeze Modern Day, or they could be playing on the road against Taylorville. And Taylorville, to be this still in the hunt at this stage in the game, is just kind of surprising, because back when they were in the Central State 8, they had a rough go of it, even though they were a bigger school than some that were in there. But now that they moved to a smaller conference, they've really been able to beat up on a lot of those smaller schools. But it allowed them to get in playoff, and now they're on kind of a roll, kind of like Cubs, or even what the Mets did. Once they get in, they get on a roll and keep on going and going.
Yeah, baby, we're back. You're listening to Let's Talk Mortgage, Mortgage Power Hour. Wow. Straining the vocals in those high notes. If you've got a question you want to be on today's show, I appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. 217-629-7970. I'd like to give a little shout out to Bill Houston and his team, Illini Septic.
man, they save the day in and day out for clients that have septic or need flush outs, whatever the case may be. They do new septic installs as well. Very knowledgeable, been doing a very long time. Illini Septic for, that's one of those, can be one of those dirty jobs sometimes. I was watching that show recently, Dirty Jobs, and they're cleaning a house in New York that had been flooded with 4 feet of raw sewage. And that host of that show was in there. It's like, how do you do that? And they just had a little planter shovel and cleaning it up, and mold had kicked in, and yeah, they just had to seal everything off, take everything out, and desanitize it and get it back. And the house was kind of one of those, what do you call them, where it's infested, or not infested, but it's just filled with hoarders. It's one of those hoarder houses. So it was a bottom apartment. It was a hoarder. And then it got 4 feet of raw sewage dumped in there, too, on top of it. So, I mean, it would have probably been better just set it on fire. But, you know, you never know. ilmortgageman.com. New offices to serve you better. 2921 Greenbrier, right north of TGI Fridays. We're there before your bank opens. We're there after your bank closes. Past 4 years in a row, we've been the top FHA lender in the area. And actually, I personally am in the top 10 in FHA volume, number of FHA closed loans out of all 750,000 licensed loan officers in the country. And that's just a testament. Been in the top 10 for rural development loans and the top 10 for VA loans year after year after year in one of the smallest markets. And that's just testament to all my clients out there, referring their families and friends, all the realtors that we work with. And, you know, we do it more, better, and different than anyone else out there. We never tell a client no. We like to show them where they stand with their credit situation and give them options to fix it up as quick as possible to get back on their feet so that we can tell them, hey, you'll be ready to go in 3 months, 4 months. So don't worry about past credit, past divorce issues. We deal with a lot of divorce situations all the time in our office. Don't worry about past foreclosures, job loss, unemployment, bankruptcy. We can get you back on your feet and into home ownership quicker than any other lender in the area. ilmortgageman.com, ask the expert tab, click on it, start getting pre-approved. For all of you out there listening, you want to give me a call or just keep my number handy. Not a lot of lenders will give out their personal cell phones. They don't want to be bothered on weekends. I work 7 days a week. Many times I'm fielding calls from realtors at 9 and 10 o'clock at night. My phone number, my personal cell, you can text me anytime as well at this number, is 217-341-6850. Again, 341-6850. You heard it right here. Weather, for all of you very super interested, it's currently 46 degrees in this capital city area. Going to be a high of 63 and fairly sunny. That way Jason can get all his projects done and I don't have to be too bundled up with watching the college football, talking about high school football. That's where it's at. That's where the kids really still care. FHA, VA, rural development, your conventional. If you're thinking about buying a house, downsizing, upsizing, need more room, Diamond Residential Mortgage can even help you with a renovation loan to add on. So, you know, we're going to be back next week. You know, lots of stuff going on. I appreciate everybody tuning in this weekend. This is the encore we're going out with today. Diamond Residential Mortgage. We want to be your lender for life. ilmortgageman.com. 341-6850. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week.